Must Aeon Mean Eternal? In his book, Must Aeon Mean Eternal, Phillips Granton shrewdly writes regarding the erroneous understanding of eternity. There are many texts in which aeon and aeonios cannot bear the meaning of eternity, and there are no texts in which the meaning of a limited period of time does not make reasonable sense. Our great loss is that when we ascribe the meaning of eternity to these words, we obliterate from view God's purpose of the eons. Further, the character of God is slandered, making him the inflictor of incomprehensible woe. It does not say that all in Christ shall be made alive. It says, in Christ shall all be made alive. The words for made alive means to be made immortal. Finally, at the consummation, when death is abolished, all will be made alive in Christ. God is working all things after the counsel of his will and according to his perfect schedule, but the improper translation of for the ages of the ages ignores the purpose and climax of history. The holies of the holies were the two inner confines of the tabernacle. They were more holy than the outer court and the camp and all the places outside the camp. In like manner, the ages of the ages are the two greatest ages of history because of what will transpire during their time. It does not cast the smallest shadow on the brilliance of God's glory to say that glory be attributed to him during the climatic eons when his purpose will be realized by all and his glory seen more clearly than ever before.